The freaking Zoom robot voice always gets me.
Oh yeah.
Recording in progress. Yes,
Never
I see.
experienced that, so that's always a
Always on
pleasure.
the commanding end of the Zoom meeting. Well, I mean, here we are, Patrick, once again. What's up? What's going on, you know?
I don't know. This was kind of, we definitely went in fully blind on this one.
Yeah.
I suppose welcome to our third challenge episode, which is wild to think about that we made it to 30 episodes here.
Whoa, that's quite the number.
Two digits
Go
in all.
team.
Wow. Was just a quick brief hiatus break in between. That's okay. We made it back.
Yeah, things happen.
Have you followed up with Dona? I know you'd kind of, you were initially going to maybe go check out the studio yesterday.
Yes. Well, it's been a little back and forth because Dona is quite busy. She has a lot going on, so and it's not like the studios are going anywhere, so I'm like, you hit me up when you have time. I am, I'm not going anywhere, as far as I know. So yeah, I mean, it's in the works. It's very exciting. I'm very excited to go up there just to see it again because I was reflecting upon it once more, and it's still just a crazy sort of thing. And Dona is very cool.
Yes, oh, she
So
is.
what a neat lady. But yeah, and to answer your question, Patrick, yes.
Well, that's good. Yeah, because I know you were excited about getting possibly into a new studio, which would be kind of fun.
It's very fun to fantasize about, but I'm very horrified about like talking about it sometimes because I'm like, don't tempt the evil eye. But at the same time, I'm like, manifest.
Yeah, I think that's actually something. There we go. We found our topic. That is something that has come up with me a lot recently, is just the idea of manifesting.
Yes.
And so I'm personally at a point in my life where I'm like, okay, I'm ready for something to change. And like the thing that I can definitely kind of control is, say work or something. And so, but then it's just like, I can sit here and be like, oh, I want this, 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 and like write out like a list of goals and just be like, this is going to happen by this time. And I don't know, do you kind of believe in manifesting or that kind of thing?
I suppose I do because I like do like affirmation meditation sometimes, yeah, literally manifesting this sort of concept, whether or not like that actually happens or people believe in that stuff or whatever. I think I suppose I do it, so I guess because I am always worried about the again tempting devastation simply by being excited for something that has yet to happen.
Yeah, I definitely feel that.
It's like, ooh, the possibilities of this thing are incredible, but I don't want to get hyped up on a fantasy that may never come to fruition.
Yeah, I think, yeah, honestly, like manifesting is such an interesting thing because I think that part of it is that it does exist to some extent, like very tangibly, very physically. Because ultimately, if you have a goal and then you just talk about it all the time and say like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna do this by this time," kind of thing, or like, "My goal is to do this," like it's gonna be more active in your mind. Like for instance, with this podcast, with us kind of being like, "Oh, we're gonna talk about art," and then we're just gonna be like, "Oh, I have that project." It's always kind of running in our mind, and so it's gotten me to be a lot more, active and kickstarted me to be more creative and stuff as well. So that's been super helpful for me. I'm not sure if it's been the same for you. But it's just kind of, if you talk about a goal, like, yeah, you probably will end up kind of getting some kind of progress on it because you keep talking about it. It's on, you make it the party, like the front of your mind.
Yes. It it's exists always forward. Like, at least in the thought and in the speaking of, should that happen, which is why, like, but then you get into this territory of like all talk, no action.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's such a tough, it's a really tough line to, walk, because, and like we've talked about like emotional vulnerability and stuff too, and that's kind of what comes out with our art. Mm-hmm. And essentially, like with the act of us expressing ourselves through our art, that's, you know, taking the action of that part. And so with all of these things, it's, and like this is personal for me too, is I've had people in my life where it's just like, oh yeah, you can say one thing, but then like back it up with your actions. And
yes,
like as far as growth goes, that was something that was big with me, was like, yeah, I believe these things, but like I don't quite, you know, maybe my life isn't like as lined up with my values as they should be. And so it just took a little bit of action tweaking to get there. And so I think that manifesting is always like an interesting thing to kind of talk about, because it's just like, oh, we're, you know, I want this thing to happen. I want, you know, a change. I want something big. I want something cool. And then, you know, if you work at it and keep it present, it will get there someday, you know, you think. But yeah. I also think that that's, you know, that battles reality too, because not everyone can be super successful, super famous, unfortunately, but
sad but true. Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting too, because like I just I was watching some vlogs. I'm trying to reconsume content of creatives that I aspire to. Okay. Because like I was saying, you know, sometimes that that stuff stresses me out a little.
Yeah.
But I am getting back into it and like seeing what's going on and seeing what they're up to. And once again, being terribly productive, running shops, doing all this stuff, being, you know, just making stuff happen. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yes, hopefully I can also manifest some of that.
Yeah.
But the person, she was shipping stuff, and she just figured out what a manifest was, which apparently you only like manifest after you do all of the shipping work or something like that. It's much more complicated, I think. But so it's like, yes, conceive thing, but manifesting only happens after it happens.
Yes. Yep.
Doing the things.
Yeah. Is that kind of like what you've, you kind of for a second had like, oh, this is your homework for the week in one of the podcast episodes? Has that kind of been like your homework to yourself to kind of reconsume some of that stuff?
I suppose in a sense, because I am faced with the opposition of boredom lately. Mm-hmm. Which it's like, okay, work on art, but art is hard, and I'm not always like able to, you know, get in and like do that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's projects I have in mind and things I want to work on, but I don't have, I don't know, I'm waiting to see what happens, to see what I want to work on. But lately I've been working on my website.
Okay. Yes.
Yes. It's like, it's at a point where it functions, but I don't know. I'm going through that thing again where it's like going through art and trying to figure out what matters enough to represent myself and the things that I'm doing. Because I've done a lot of art, you know? Yeah. I've created many, many drawings and things over my time. But
yep.
It's like, what is relevant, you know?
I think that's an interesting question, because like I am of the mind that I think that it's really good to just put it all out there if you can and if you're comfortable with it. Because ultimately I'd argue that it's all relevant. But on the flip side too, it is nice to have some kind of, you know, basically genre-ed kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Essentially, whereas like, so I don't want to be doing just solo project stuff for the rest of my life. Like I do want to be in a band. I want to...
Right.
I miss the high energy of like a rock show. Mm-hmm. And so I'll get back there sometime. And I've played with the idea of, oh, is that just going to be Morning Honey, or would I start an all new project altogether?
Right.
Because like, while I think it would be really funny to have a Morning Honey shuffle where it goes from like a soft finger picking song all of a sudden to like a hardcore song, that would be hilarious. I don't know if people would dig that too much. It would be very confusing for some people, but I don't know. And so I feel like I can see both of those sides of that coin. And so, I don't know, maybe have like a separate website.
Well, see, that's the thing. It's always like splitting identities into projects and themes and styles and stuff. And this is where I always get caught up in identity. Because it's like, what name do I assign to these things? Because it's like, I have my handle that I've just used like forever, you know, pretty much. Like I've gone through like maybe 2, 3, or 4. Not a lot.
Yeah.
And then it's like my name, but then which version of my name and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It gets weird. So it's like, so my website is langfang.com, but it's like, do I keep the Langfang or do I move on to something else when it's such... But then it's like, I don't have to, you know, it's the whole thing. It gets, yeah.
I think that honestly, based on what you're saying, I think that you are going to adopt a new name for the website soon. Because I feel like
that's a prediction. Interesting.
You are manifesting, and you know, say you end up in a new studio space, it's going to be a completely different chapter. And so I feel like it would be fair and fitting to kind of, you know, label this as the next step. And that could also open the doors where Langfang is almost kind of like an anthology and kind of just like a, what is it called? It's like a collection of everything that you've done so far. And then everything that you move on to next would be in the new site.
Wow. A bookend.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's something to think about.
Because then what you could do as well is, you know, without forcing it or anything, that big old red dragon behind you, once you finish that guy, that could be kind of the closing the chapter on the Langfang era and opening up the next door to the, you know, whatever's next. That's not me saying, like, stop drawing dragons, but, like, no, just, like, the... Because that one's been something that's been kind of with you for a while, that you've been working on for a while, and also you've been kind of battling and kind of working with this idea of identity for kind of a similar, from my perspective, time. So I feel like those two kind of things can be kind of intertwined and presented together.
Well, boy, now I gotta do a lot of... sitting and staring and thinking. Oh gosh. Well, thank you, Patrick.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I would also like to take this quick second as we are just rattling on. Welcome to Fueled by Lore. This is a challenge episode. I don't know if we said that already, but the third challenge episode. And we wanted to let you know that we have a Buy Me a Coffee site, and it would be cool if you kind of checked it out. And we will be posting, you know, unedited versions and other jazz up there. So
stuff.
Just keep an eye on that.
Yes.
And also, if you haven't already, it's time to place your bet as to who's going to cuss first.
This
is already the longest episode.
I'm trying
the longest
so
challenge episode. We're making some wild progress here.
I'm trying to stay focused.
I think the record is about 8 minutes and we're at like 14. We're doing pretty good.
Yeah. Go team. Okay, but, now I need to not mess it up.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Are there any other things that just kind of like grind your gears or like get you going that kind of, you know, you could see kind of working on or expressing like in the near future?
Okay, yes. So here's the thing. All right. Sorry, I'm just going to talk about my fantasies for this episode and try not get riled up. I want to do sculptures again. I'm interested in pursuing my cutouts and like my paintings and so on, of course. But getting back into cutouts, which is mostly more of something I can work on during the warmer months, because I make a makeshift wood shop in my garage. And it's hard to do that when it's very cold. And sculpting, because I did a... because I was thinking about... the stuff I was doing in school that never really saw the light. I was doing these, I would take just big pieces of butcher paper and I'd just like pin them up, right? And I'd go to town on them with like charcoal and chalk and like just stuff. And I'd do like messy dragon stuff and like knights fighting dragons. Fighting and slaying dragons was the idea at that point. Collecting trophies. and revisiting this idea of fighting dragons and collecting trophies, doing something that I attempted in the past and was slightly successful at, did mm-hmm. ruin it later on, was this dragon bust sculpt that I did, which is on my website, and I'm at my Instagram, I think, somewhere. But yeah, it was, might have been the best thing I did in my undergrad. It was the only thing that really impressed my professors, so go me. Anyway, mm-hmm. doing sculptures, my biggest fantasy is a huge dragon sculpture, which if everything falls in line, things could work out for some of these projects. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's all about like halls and doorways and, you know, being able to open them. But yeah, sculptures. Still dragons. Yeah. Still exploring dragons, because mm-hmm. I realized I want to explore mediums again. That's sort of where I'm at. I like doing subjects and themes sort of in the same vein, but doing them different styles. And again, mediums. I want to get back into sculpting really bad.
Yeah. I've kind of felt the same way, where it's like I love essentially just exploring emotions and kind of themes with like lyricism and just like the feel of a song. Mm-hmm. But again, like I think for me, I want to explore different mediums and stuff with music kind of thing as well, where it's just like I listen to, oh my God, the album Glow On by Turnstile is so good. And I'm really upset that I didn't really like, I'm having like a hardcore revival, and this started happening like a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple other things that are helping add to that, but still, it's just like all of a sudden I'm just like, wow, I miss sweaty mosh pits. I miss that just like super high energy kind of thing. But then it's also, it really means something. Like mm-hmm. I miss that a lot. So
I definitely almost moshed the other night. You would have been proud.
Ooh.
But, you know, didn't want to. It was fine. But yeah, just, I don't know, there's a lot to explore, and it's like silly to limit yourself to what you know.
Exactly, yeah. Well, I mean, it's also easy to limit yourself to what you know.
Yeah.
And I think that goes into more than just art, too. Like, that goes into just, I was about to say real life, but like, you know, in interactions, friendships, relationships kind of thing, is if you're kind of just settling for something that's comfortable, then it's not really helping you grow to an extent. And like, it's definitely good to find comfort in things for sure. But if you're not willing to be pushed and be uncomfortable, then what direction are you heading, you know? So I think that's one thing. And also, what was it? I was talking to a dear friend about a breakup that they're going through at the moment.
Oh,
and
dear.
I sent them a song lyric from, what was the song called? I don't remember what it was. I think it was No Kings by Overslept. It's off of that Simply Somewhere Else album. And the line is, complacency looks so much worse on me than it does on you, which for me applied really good to the relationship and it ending and why it was ending based on what they were describing to me. So I definitely was just like, hey, like, good on you for standing up for this. And honestly, it sucks. But yeah, I think that, you know, complacency isn't something that looks good on someone who's trying to go somewhere. So it's always good to find something new to try. Like sometimes you say, gosh darn it, we're going to try and start a podcast. Why not?
Oh, Patrick.
Ooh.
Definitely the interesting prompt.
Yep.
Definitely changed the trajectory of quite a few things, I think.
Yeah, because, like, is this going to be the episode where I crack? I think it might be. Uh-oh.
Do it, Patrick.
Oh. Yeah, because, I mean, like, with that, it's just sometimes you get to the point where you're, if you're just stuck in the comfortability, like, again, you're not going anywhere. You can also get stuck in a rut, which I feel like I've done. And also, this is going somewhere, I promise. It's just like, you know, it's when we talk about oh, my favorite artist is doing something and they're just recreating the same thing over and over again. Like, we've talked about people being upset about bands putting out new sounding stuff, old sounding stuff, and stuff that's just identical. And ultimately, nobody's not, like, everyone is not happy for some one reason or another, which kind of sucks and is kind of annoying. But, you know, I think, like, I personally love watching that change and that growth. So watching artists, you know, whether it be a band or like a, you know, painter or someone, it's watching them grow and progress into something different is something that I really love to watch, because sometimes it doesn't stick and sometimes you just say, fuck it. Spent the last year trying to